Well, with the lockdown now into the week, Peter Walsh, the leader of the Victorian Nationals, suggested that perhaps should all of central, not just central Victoria, but all of regional Victoria have been included. Peter Walsh joins us now. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Are you still of that opinion, Peter, even though we're a few days in now?
Most definitely of that opinion, that if you look at the experience in New South Wales, they've had, you know, they had a couple of outbreaks last year. Do it by local government area. There's, yeah, Mildura is a long way from any COVID cases. Mallacoota is a long way from any COVID cases, as is Portland. Why should those communities be in lockdown the same as the northern suburbs of Melbourne? There needs to be a proportional response to these sorts of situations. It is absurd that communities hundreds of kilometres away that have not had COVID for 12 months are now in lockdown. It just doesn't make sense.
Do you think it should be a, we had the ring of steel around Melbourne, sort of rings of steel at, you know, various parts of the state, so that, you know, I mean, I can understand in a way with active cases having come to Bendigo why we would be included, but, you know, as you say, up the road a bit, not so.
Well, yeah, there's 79 local government areas in Victoria. It's not hard to make some decisions about those that obviously have had a COVID, you know, someone with COVID visit or an adjoining shire, but to have places hundreds of kilometres away, as I said, just does not make sense to me and doesn't make sense to those communities. There is a lot of, you know, seething anger, I suppose is the best way of putting it, from people who just feel they are being very unfairly treated by the Andrews Labor government.
So what do you think should have been done, given the exact same case, if you were in power?
Well, I think there should have been, obviously, lockdowns in those particular areas that are defined as hotspots and potentially adjacent areas, but certainly not places that are hundreds of kilometres away that have had no COVID for months and months and months. The police, the sheriff has very good number plate recognition. They soon get a feel for who's travelling where by just using their number plate recognition.
Yeah, some people would say that that's probably one of the issues, is that, yeah, you can say no lockdown in a particular area, but then, you know, how you can stop people travelling from one area to another if they so decide to do so.
Well, you can, if people travel to another area, if they're not in a private residence, they have to book into a motel, they have to book into a caravan park. It's pretty easy to control what people are allowed to book into what places.
So what's the way forward? Do you think we'll be coming out of this lockdown on Thursday night?
I honestly don't know. I, particularly with the outbreak in the aged care facility, I'm fairly apprehensive that we'll actually get out by Thursday. I think if it drags on, it's the emotional cost to people's lives is just, you know, is just horrible to think about.
Yeah, not to mention
Friday we had two calls in the office from people who were just at their wit's end because they just couldn't bear another lockdown. They'd lost their jobs previously under financial pressure, and the new lockdown just brought all that back to them. And, you know, there is people out there that are really, really hurting emotionally and financially.
I must say that, you know, even though, to be honest, it has very little impact on my life, going to work, going home for the afternoon, what have you, I still have felt far more sense of stress just knowing the fact that we're in lockdown. So, you know, it is, and can have a major effect on people, Peter, can't it?
Oh, huge effect. And I think, what, you know, you read the letters to the editor, the people that phone into our offices, I think the thing that really grates on them the most is that there seems to be no thought for everyday Victorians. From the ministers and the health officials who stand up and talk every day on the television, the thing that they say the most to me is that they just don't seem to care what they're doing to us. And that really, really annoys people.
Yeah. No, particularly when you look at how it's been in some other states and handled in some other states as well. So, yeah, very problematic. I guess there's no easy answer to it, and it'll be interesting, inverted commas, to see what happens come this Thursday. Peter, really appreciate your time. Thanks very much for joining us. As always, good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. And to all those people out there, hang in there, do the best you can, and make sure you look out for your mates.
Yeah, indeed. Very important. Peter Walsh, the leader of the Nats in Victoria and deputy leader of the opposition.